excited, petrified, fear. Is that? Can you smell gas? Is that me? You know, I do get I get really nervous. Everybody thinks, oh, she does this in her sleep, you know.
Yeah.
But every time I'm just about to go out on stage, I'm a wreck. And I think, come on, girl, you've been doing this for a while now.
Yeah.
But I think also I got told once that nerves is the respect that you give your audience.
So, oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Oh, no, I'm going to use that. That's what I'm going to say now when I get nervous.
I think
it's the respect. It's the respect I give the audience.
There you go.
What? Because I get nervous meeting my in-laws. Is that the same thing?
Well, yes, it's respect for your in-laws,
you see. Oh, nice. Yeah, she'll like that. Yeah, that'll earn me a few points, I'm sure. this isn't your first pantomime, is it?
It is.
Is it?
It's my very first. Oh, no,
get
it isn't.
Get out.
I can't believe it's taken me all these years.
I'm really surprised, only because you and the stage just, you and performing just seem so natural.
I've always been tied up, you see, in contracts.
Of course, yeah.
So, and I was with Loose Women for 10 years.
Yeah, I know.
And, of course, when you're under contract, you can't get out of that. A lot of them used to go out, but for some reason I was never allowed to leave. So I don't know why. I think because mine was much longer contracts.
To be fair, that seat on the right-hand side, it doesn't feel right without you in it.
That's
the, it's just nothing better, the two-handed wave, the finger wave and then the proper wave, all that,
yeah.
It doesn't feel right. That's why, you know, there must have been petitions and stuff saying, no, don't give a time off. Because that's what we want.
Who
we
did
want
that?
There. Exactly.
Who did that?
So this is something you've wanted to do, just not had the chance to do.
Do you know, Kudos and I have had this phone call every year.
Right.
For 15 years. I mean, God love them. They've kept ringing. And it's funny because Nick said, all right, let's ring her just one last time. And I actually said to my agent, Craig, look, we better say yes because they're going to stop ringing us soon.
Yeah.
And it was the last time for both of us, but it was the first time I was available to do it.
Yeah.
And of course, I've come into Birmingham, which is the biggest in the world. I had no idea. I didn't know what was coming into.
Because there's a double-edged sword with that. One, you might as well, if you're going to start with the biggest, start with the best.
Yeah.
But two, everywhere else. When you do, you know, if you do Doncaster or if you do Great Yarmouth, or, it's got to be nowhere near as good. If you do Blackpool, nowhere near as good as this now.
Can't go anywhere else.
You've ruined it. This is it. Residency now.
I'm going to have to do. Yes. I'm sorry, but I hope they love me here.
They will.
You know, because if they don't, I can't do it ever again.
Oh, you'll be fine. is there any dancing in this? Have you got to do any dancing or is it just...
Listen, I'm flying, I'm singing, I've got comedy. Don't put dancing on me as well. A woman of my years, come
on. Get out. What? What are you talking about? Mid-30s is fine. You're all right, you're well settled.
I love you, you know. You're a lovely fella. You're a lovely fella.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I do what I can. My mother will be very proud you said that. Because that's all she was... When I said I was coming here today, tell her I love her. All right, OK, I will. Not make sure you drive safe and give me a ring when you get there.
I love your mum as well. She sounds fabulous.
She is fabulous. So the flying thing, is that something you've kind of... I can't imagine. I'm trying to think of anything else you've been in the way you may have flown.
No.
No. Have you been trussed up yet?
No, I'm just thinking, I hope it doesn't chafe. No. You know, because
sure.
sometimes, you know, it can chafe a little bit, so I'm going to have to put my big bloomers on. But thankfully there's a lot of comedy in it, so it's not going to look bad if I come in and trip up or anything.
Have all of you got together yet? Has the cast been together for a...
No, we haven't. But, oh my goodness, can you imagine the three of us? I mean, there's Chris Gascoigne, Duncan James and myself.
Yeah.
We all know each other as well. It's going to be wild. Not only wild on stage, but Birmingham, look out.
Are we going to find you at the bottom of the cube, 2 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah,
I'll see you there.
Oh, fantastic.
I'll be the guy next to you.
That's it. Just throw a blanket over me.
Exactly. Well, people are coming along, and obviously, I mean, it's a good couple of months away. People coming along, what can they expect? What, you know, why should this be the panto that they go to?
Well, one, because it's my first one, and if you don't come, I'll never get a job again. So just think of my pension. And secondly, it's the biggest pantomime in the world, is Birmingham. I had no idea about the production. The theatre, I have never seen. I've been working theatres all my life.
Have you worked at the Hippodrome before?
Never.
Never done the Hippodrome, my goodness.
And I've never seen such a well-run, beautiful theatre.
Mm.
So Birmingham should be really proud of the Hippodrome.
Absolutely.
The cast is second to none. It's brilliant without me in it, but I'm really glad I am in it. And it'll be a hoot. It will be a lot of comedy. because that's without it, it's going to be comedy. And I'm going to be singing some big numbers.
Brilliant.
As well. So I have got me there
we go.
Stoppers.
That's what we're after.
Yeah.
Bit of tunage. What about 2015? What's next? Are you already thinking, Ed, or are you just thinking, let me get through this?
2015's gone.
Is it?
I'm booking now. My agent's sat in the corner now with a big grin on his face because we've just started booking 2016 now.
Wow.
So it's ridiculous. I didn't think I would be this busy.
Really?
But I'm really grateful that I am. You know, it's what we all do, isn't it? And we're all turned, really.
Did you do that thing where you thought, you know, because, I mean, you came to the prominence with the cruise and then... Did you think, right, OK, me 15 minutes, this is it. Take everything. Just take every job that comes along because you never know.
I'm still doing it.
Really?
Exactly, yeah, because I keep thinking it could stop tomorrow. And one day I'm going to be right. You know, so you just look at everything coming in and you think, yeah, and you put loads of irons in lots of fires and because half of them never come off anyway.
No.
So I've always been a bit of a juggler. So I just keep a lot of things spinning at the same time. And usually something drops in your lap. But I have got an amazing team who work with me. So I am lucky to have the network that I have. So if I'm not recording an album or producing, I'm writing or I'm doing telly or I'm doing now panto.
There's
lots of musical theatre have dropped scripts on me desk now. So that's a whole new career now that I'm going to be going into as well, which is really exciting.
It is. Mm. Right, well, we won't be seeing you in the Big Brother house.
No.
We won't be seeing you in the jungle.
No.
None of that anytime soon. That's what we like. Plenty of work. Get you out there.
Saying that, I'm going there tonight. I'm going to be singing out the Big Brother final tonight. So
oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I can't wait. I can't wait to come and see you. I try not to heckle.
Oh, come on.
Do you want me to?
Yes,
I will then.
Mind
fine.
A heckler.
I'll heckle.
I'll shut you up, love, don't you?
Good, well, I've heard that.